When you are a guest, make your way to the lowest place and sit there, so that when your host comes, he may say, "My friend, move up higher." In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. With this instruction to take the lowest place, is our Lord trying to tell us how to win friends and influence people? If so, it seems that he's suggesting something rather underhanded, namely that we should make an exterior display of humility so that we can get noticed for it and be rewarded. But we cannot imagine our Savior suggesting such a course of action. And remember whose house he is in, the Pharisees, who as a group were repeatedly chastised by our Lord for their hypocrisy and insincerity. So our Lord would not recommend an exterior display of humility just for the sake of worldly praise. That is the exact attitude that he wants to cure the Pharisees of. So we should therefore conclude that our Lord is talking about real humility, and that the lesson here is the emptiness of worldly honors. But there is something more here than the moral instruction about the emptiness of the world, as important as that is. For the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches that there is always a spiritual meaning of Scripture, that built into the literal sense of the story, the Holy Spirit has given a precise meaning that helps us to understand our relationship individually and as a church with our Savior Jesus Christ. And we can discover the spiritual meaning of today's gospel by careful attention to a few key phrases. First of all, our Lord in his parable is not talking about just any get-together. He's talking about a wedding feast. And that should alert us, as it would have alerted the disciples and the Pharisees, that what our Lord is speaking about is the kingdom of heaven. For time and time again, he compares the reign of his heavenly Father to a wedding feast. In one of the parables, he says that the guests must put on the wedding garment if they are to be admitted to the banquet, telling us that we must clothe our lives with holiness if we hope to enter heaven. In another place, he compares the faithful soul who waits patiently for the Lord to wise bridesmaids who have brought extra oil so that when the bridegroom comes, they can welcome him properly. So when our Lord tells us we should make our way to the lowest place at a wedding feast, he is telling us how we can gain the gift of his friendship and enter the kingdom of heaven. What does it mean to take the lowest place? I have an uncle who is very fond of a certain Italian restaurant in the annex neighborhood of Toronto. And many years ago, he was there one night for supper. He had just placed his order when the waiter returned, rather embarrassed. The waiter told my uncle that Sylvester Stallone, who you may have heard of, had just arrived at the restaurant, and that my uncle was sitting at Mr. Stallone's favorite table. And would he vacate it? So I won't tell you what my uncle said. But Mr. Stallone did not get his favorite table that night. And I certainly don't mean to cast aspersions on Sylvester Stallone, but the point is this. No one has a right to a table at a restaurant. No one has a right to be a guest at a wedding. No one has a right to the kingdom of heaven. We belong to the church, and we hope for the gift of heaven not because we deserve it, but because we respond to God's invitation. So after speaking to the guests, our Lord turns to his host, and here again, there is a spiritual meaning. For the host of the wedding banquet is the father of the bridegroom. Our Lord is describing now how his heavenly Father goes about inviting guests to the wedding banquet. For this good host, our heavenly Father, does not invite those who are his friends. He invites the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. We are poor because our good deeds do not come from us, but they are the work of Almighty God in us. We are crippled because how often do our desires only serve our self-interest? We are lame because how often do we know what is good, what we ought to do, and do not do it? And we are blind because how often do we forget our own sinfulness and also forget the immeasurable mercy of God? And it is God's mercy that makes us his friends. We do not start out as God's friends. We start out poor, crippled, lame, and blind. It is his invitation and our response to it that makes us his friends. God's invitation to his kingdom is his offer of friendship. And so when with humility we have responded to this invitation by taking the lowest place, we become friends of God. We are the guests of the divine host. We who are poor, crippled, lame, and blind have come as guests to the supper of the Lamb, not through our deserving it, but through his gracious invitation. We are the guests who, by answering God's invitation, accept his friendship. Let us therefore take the lowest place by a sincere confession of our unworthiness and a certain trust in his mercy. For this is all we are required to do if we hope to hear those words, "My friend, come up higher." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.